The Optus hack is freaking everyone out.
Sorry.
I mean, Erin's sneezing. She's not with Optus. I'm with Optus. Yeah. Ed, you're with Optus. We've got an issue here.
Oh, 10,000 bits of information, people's private details, has been leaked already, and the hackers are promising to release 10,000 a day until a ransom is paid.
So can we who are we speaking
to? Yeah, we've got the expert, the tech expert from EFTM.com, Trevor Long. Good morning.
Morning, team.
Have you
ever seen anything like this, Trevor, in Australia?
No. Well, I think this is the biggest thing in the cyber attacks we've seen in Australia. There's probably been bigger attacks that have brought down companies. So Toll, the big transport company, was brought down for a few days. But that's their systems, their computer systems, meaning they can't operate. Whereas this is
Channel 9 as well,
data.
Trevor, remember?
Channel 9 got brought down. You know, they couldn't work very easily. They had to really crumble things together. But that didn't affect their viewers. It didn't affect Toll's customers, whereas this is Optus losing the records of probably 10, maybe 11 million people. This hacker on this online forum is saying he's got two files that he's been able to extract. One has 11.2 million lines of data. The other has 10 million. And there's 3.6 million people with driver's licenses. And this morning, they released 10,000 lines of data, as Erin said. I can tell you right now, for the first time I've seen this mentioned, Medicare details are involved. So if you use your Medicare card as a part of your ID process to get a phone with Optus, that's in these records too. There's 55 of those in the 10,000 lines of data that I've found.
I did it just recently to get internet. And you get driver's license, you give them all this stuff.
And Trevor, it's really interesting, this space, because as you know, I do a lot in the social media space and advocating for legislation. And part of my thing with social media companies was people need to give ID so they can be identifiable if they do the wrong thing. There's a lot of ID that needs to be given. And I think it was after 9/11 with mobile phones that it became a really big deal that you had to show ID so that people couldn't get phones and use them in ways that would hurt other people. But now it's almost coming back to bite us. So are we going to see a change, do you think, in data that these companies can request?
No, I don't think that'll change, because the purpose of asking for the data is still completely legitimate. You've got to remember, in Australia, if you go to grab a SIM card and activate it, you've got to hand over that info so that they can confirm you don't have six phones.
Yes.
Whereas in America, this is crazy. You can walk into a store. I do this every couple of times I go there, and just grab a SIM card and they just give it to you.
Yeah.
You've just got a phone. So here we've got strong regulations. It means if something happens on the mobile network, we can track down that person. But Optus didn't.
They've got to protect
securely.
It. It's their
right.
job.
That's the issue. The legislation isn't the issue. Not even the fines are the issue, because Optus was already going to be up for big fines here, but they're going to be up for billions of dollars in compensation, I think, because this is worse than losing your password or your credit card details in a hack, because you can change those.
Right. So, I mean, what do we do if you're an Optus customer like me and Ed are? What do we do now, mate? What do we just...
Optus customers, by the way, today or in the last 5 years, if you've been an Optus customer, you should have received an email telling you whether you were part of this breach.
Yeah, we have.
It should have told you whether or not your ID was taken or not. If your ID was taken, they're going to offer you 12 months of ID protection, which is a very good offer. You should take that when it comes in the next couple of days. But the most important thing is just to be hyper vigilant about text messages and emails, because those scams we've all gotten over the years, they're going to get worse, because they're going to say, hi, Husey, hi, you know, Erin, here's your date of birth is this. We need you to validate this. Click here. And you'll be like, oh, they must know me because they've got that information about me.
Yep.
So don't trust emails that contain your personal information.
Can I just ask quickly, what can these people do with this information? So if you're listening now and going, okay, my information is on the web, but how's that actually going to hurt me? What can people do with the information that's being released?
They can apply for a credit card under your name, which then when you go to refinance your home or apply for your own credit card, they'll have defaulted on that credit card and you won't be able to get credit, right? that's the biggest risk, is that identity fraud. And then after that, there's just the scams. A phone call that says, g'day, just calling from such and such, just verifying you are Erin, your birth date's this and your passport number's that. And you go, yeah. And then you believe them. At that point, you think they're real. So that scamming level is going to be taken to the next level, not just now, but for years to come.